I had seen it before, of course, from the sky, but the meaning of it, and its sheer city-spanning scale, was only now apparent from this vantage point. Canopy.
Now you see why I no take you there, mister.
I'm beginning to. It covers the whole city, right? Juan nodded.
Just like mulch, only higher.
The one thing that had not been really obvious from the behemoth was that the canopy's dense entanglement of madly deformed buildings was confined to a relatively shallow vertical stratum. The canopy was a kind of suspended ecology, and below it was another world, another city, entirely. The complexity of it was obvious now. There were whole communities floating within it. Sealed structures embedded in the canopy like birds' nests, each as large as a palace. Fine as gossamer, a mass of web-like strands filled the spaces between the larger branches, dangling down almost to street level. It was difficult to tell if they had come with the mutations, or had been some intentional human addition. The effect was as if the canopy had been cobwebbed by monstrous insects, invisible spiders larger than houses. Who lives there? I knew it wasn't a completely stupid question, since I had already seen lights burning in the branches, evidence that, no matter how distorted the geometries of those sick dead husks of buildings, they had been claimed for human habitation.
No one you wanna know, mister,
Juan chewed on his statement before adding, or no one who wanna know you.
That no insult, either.
None taken, but please answer my question. Juan was a long time responding, during which time our rickshaw continued to navigate the roots of the giant structures, wheels jumping over water-filled cracks in the road. The rain hadn't stopped, of course, but when I pushed my head beyond the awning, what I felt was warm and soft, hardly a hardship at all. I wondered if it ever ended, or whether the pattern of condensation on the dome was diurnal. If it were all happening according to some schedule. I had the impression, though, that very little that happened in Chasm City was under anyone's direct control.
"Them rich people," the kid said, "real rich, not small-time rich like Madame Dominica."
He knuckled his bony head.
"Don't need Dominica either."
"You mean there are enclaves in the canopy where the plague never reached?"
"No, plague reach everywhere, but in canopy them clean it out after buildings stop changing. Some rich, they stay in orbit. Some never leave CC, or come down after shit hit fan. Some get deported."
"Why would anyone come here after the plague if they didn't have to? Even if parts of the canopy are safe from residual traces of the melding plague, I can't see why anyone would choose to live there rather than stay in the remaining habitats of the Rust Belt."
"Them get deported, no have big choice," said the kid.
"No, I can understand that. But why would anyone else come here?"
"Because them think thing got to get better, and them wanna be here when it happen. Plenty way to make money when thing get better, but only few people gonna get serious rich. Plenty way to make money now, too. Less police here than upside."
"You're saying there are no rules here, are there? Nothing that can't be bought. I'd imagine that must have been tempting after the strictures of Demarchy."
"Mister, you talk funny."
My next question was obvious. How do I get there? To the canopy, I mean.
"You not already there, you don't."
"You're saying I'm not rich enough, is that it?"
"Rich not enough," the kid said. "Need connection. Gotta be tight with canopy or you ain't nobody."
Assuming I was, how would I